You see, that was a surprise to me. I hadn't heard it.
What would you say if you were kind of disgusted with yourself, if you'd done something stupid?
I'd say Mama's the cause of this.
Well?
Do you ever say shucks or anything
yes,
like that?
Yes, I have. Oh, pooey. I say that a lot.
I need to plug this in. This battery's getting kind of low. Been a group of people at your house. When they were fixing to leave, you'd say, "Well, I hope y'all come back
again."
Say, "Hurry back."
And how would you greet someone around December 25th?
Well, Merry Christmas.
Okay. And a Happy
New Year.
Do you ever hear people say Christmas gift?
Yes, I've said it.
When would you say
Christmas
it?
Gift? Well, at my home where I was raised, that was a thing we done on Christmas morning. The first one could get up first and holler Christmas gift to one of the members. They were supposed to give you a gift.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we didn't carry it out so much, but we'd holler Christmas gift to each one we'd see first.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say New Year's gift?
No, not like we did Christmas gear.
Uh-huh. And you say he ran down the springboard and
jumped off, dived off,
okay.
Div off.
And which would you say?
I expect I'd say dived off.
Okay. And several children have done what?
Have dived off of this board and div and all, whichever.
Okay. But I was too scared to...
But I'm too scared to do that. I'm too scared to dive off.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a...
Belly buster.
Say a child puts her head on the ground and rolls over, you say she turns a...
Somersault.
And you say he dived in and what?
Swam out.
He dived in and swam out.
Okay, and he has what across the lake?
He swam across the lake.
Okay, and children like to
swim.
But if you don't know how to swim and you get in the water, you might...
You might sink.
And
you might drown.
You say yesterday somebody...
Yesterday someone almost drowned.
Uh-huh. Or when they pulled him out, he had already...
He had already drowned.
And you say, "I have to go downtown to do some
shopping."
And say if you bought something, you say the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and what?
And wrapped water bottle.
Okay. And when I got home, I
undone it.
Unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you had paid $3 for, you'd be selling it?
Well, I'd be selling it at a loss.
And you say, "I like that," but you say, if you like something but don't have enough money for it, you'd say, "I like it, but it..."
I like it, but it's just too high for me to buy.
Or it what too much?
It costs too much money.
And on the first of the month, your bill is...
Due.
You.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
And if you don't have any money, you could go to the bank and try to
borrow it.
And you say in the 30s, money was...
Well, scarce.
And say some places, if you buy something or pay your bills, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say that it's for...